AP News, I'm Mike Hempen. Iran hit a Saudi refinery on the Red Sea and set Qatari liquefied natural gas facilities and two Kuwaiti oil refineries ablaze, sending international oil and gas prices soaring. The strikes followed an Israeli attack on Iran's main natural gas field the previous day. AP correspondent John Gambrell reports Gulf nations are rattled by Iran's attacks.
Right now, the Gulf Arab states are weighing what to do. We heard from Saudi's foreign minister overnight who said that any trust that had with Iran was gone now. So we don't know if that means that the Gulf Arabs are going to allow the Americans to potentially use their military bases to launch attacks on Iran, or if that could mean the Gulf Arab states engage in combat directly with the Islamic Republic. But all signs point to further escalation in this war that so far shows no signs of stopping.
AP correspondent Byron Tao reports that in the middle of war, the U.S. State Department is understaffed, demoralized, and struggling to carry out its basic functions.
More than 4,000 employees have left the department since the beginning of 2025. And interviews with officials say that these losses are having a profound impact on the department's ability to deliver services to American citizens and to advise policymakers in the midst of what is a growing war in the Middle East.
The latest World Happiness Report 2026 says heavy social media use has contributed to a stark decline in well-being among young people. It found that the effects are particularly worrying among teenage girls in English-speaking countries and Western Europe. The annual report was published by the Well-Being Research Center at the University of Oxford. This is AP News. A Rhode Island hockey team has rallied to win a state championship after a fatal ice rink shooting.
Colin Dorgan has helped lead his high school hockey team to a Rhode Island state championship after losing his mother, brother, and grandfather last month in a shooting at an ice rink. Dorgan scored a tying goal with about 30 seconds left in regulation in Blackstone Valley's eventual 4-overtime Division II title game victory Wednesday. Coach Chris Labrizzi says the team participated in counseling as players considered whether they could come back and finish the season. Ultimately, every player did return, including Dorgan. Police have identified the shooter as Robert Dorgan, who died from an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound. I'm Geffen Coolball.
Pope Leo is signaling strong endorsement for one of Pope Francis's most controversial policies on marriage and divorce. Leo penned a special message today, marking the 10th anniversary of Francis's 2016 document, The Joy of Love. I'm Mike Hempen, AP News.